This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. Time to get up and at 'em. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio. 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download the app today anywhere you get your apps at AUDACY. Gives you the ability to take the radio with you on the road. AWOD on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today anywhere you get your apps at. As I sit here on a Saturday, March 8th, I see there is a ton of college basketball action today. And you guys know I'm a big hoops fan, and conference tournaments have begun all across the country, and these are the most fun tournaments to watch. They're even more fun than the NCAA tournament, I promise you. This is where the real magic happens, with all the seniors playing their last games, all of these conference tournaments in a neutral site where fans flock to this arena all around the country. The A-10 tournament will be coming to Washington, D.C. next week. CAA tournament in Washington, D.C. I'll bring you the latest bracketology on Chance to Dance. Who has a chance to make the NCAA tournament from the DMV? It's the Terps! It's the Terpies! Terps are leading the way this year. Great to see Coach Kevin Willard having success. I've been a Terps fan since Gary Williams. Juan Dixon won it all about 23 years ago. We've got NBA action, and I wanted to say this. If you guys have been paying attention, I've been boycotting the NBA this season. Really, there's no reason to watch the Wizards. They can't win a game. I know some people get excited to watch Bob Carrington and these young guys play, and I'm excited about the future. The future's not now like it is for the Commanders. So I'm not watching Wizards games anymore. It sucks because my whole life, I watched probably 80 out of 82 games a year. I was obsessed with all things Steve Buckhands, one of my favorite play-by-play guys ever. But for the first time all season long, this year in the NBA, this week, I see myself watching highlights. I'm checking box scores. I'm starting to gear up for the postseason. In a year, I didn't pay any attention. And you know why? I've hated the league this year and the three-point shots and zero defense. But the Lakers storyline is just kind of getting juicy. It really is. LeBron, Luka, Stephen A. Smith talking to LeBron, Bronny James, Austin Reeves balling out. J.J. Redick, the fact that he's from Virginia. There's something about the Lakers storyline that's getting juicy. I see myself watching highlights, tuning in a little bit. Now, I'm not going to watch an entire game. I kind of think you're crazy if you're watching an entire NBA game right now with how awful it's been this season. But I'm starting to pay a little bit of attention to the end of Lakers games. Steph Curry's heating up for the Warriors. And as Charles Barkley said this week, the Cavs and Thunder have been lighting up the leagues for months. So I think it is going to be a pretty fun NBA postseason about a month and a half away. Capitals won last night. Ovi, 10 goals away. And yet, the smallest Washington Commanders news gets all of my attention. All of my attention. And I guess this is what it's like to root for a successful football organization. This is what it does for the fans. It's on the top of my mind all the time, and they won't play a game for another 6 months. This week, it was a lot of news. Trading for Deebo Samuel. I was on the airwaves last Saturday talking about that rumor. I think it was last Saturday afternoon. They struck a deal with the 49ers. Re-signing Bobby Wagner to cutting Jonathan Allen. And all the rumors of Trey Hendrickson and others. I'm telling you, Commanders are the top of my mind. And I'm so excited to not have to be hunting a quarterback this offseason. Right, you saw there was a massive trade yesterday in the NFL. Geno Smith from the Seahawks to the Raiders. The Raiders are now building around Geno Smith. And I can't help but laugh. I want to mock them for this move here. I really do. It's so nice to not be in the quarterback hunt this offseason, to not be doing mock drafts left and right. Because I trust Adam Peters, who's in charge as the Washington Commanders GM, and I can't wait to see what's next. Right? I mean, it kind of feels like this has been the offseason for the Commanders where they're not going to let you know their next move. That Deebo trade felt like it came out of nowhere. The rumors started circulating at the end of the week. Boom, he struck a deal. So what's next for the Washington Commanders? That's where we will start today. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You could tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. The question to start the show is, what's next for the Washington Commanders? I'm going to throw a few options that I think are viable for Washington. You can let me know what you think or choose your own option, 1-800-636-1067, or tweet me at AWOD Radio. I honestly think the next move should be inking Zach Ertz to a new deal. Get him here for another year or another 2 years. Lock it in. Look at what they've done so far. They made a deal for the captain of the defense. One more year for Bobby Wagner. Huge move right there. He was not just the captain of the defense, but a leader on the field. Felt like he was a coach on the field as well. And we'll get into Bobby Wagner's impact later on the show today. But you got a deal for the captain of the defense. You got a deal for the kicker, Zane Gonzalez. Because I feel like you have to have some kind of trust in your special teams. Even if it's not the most faith in Zane Gonzalez, he did the job. And you want to go into the offseason with that box checked. And now I think your next move should be a deal for your quarterback's best friend, his go-to target over the middle in Zach Ertz, who found the fountain of youth this season, was spectacular during this stretch run. They kept getting him targets in the end zone. And he made incredible catches. I still can't believe he caught that one against the Falcons where it looked like the ball hit the ground somehow. He got it in his paws and didn't let go. So good throughout this season, and in the postseason, he was our best player against the Eagles. He absolutely deserves to come back. That could be the next move. Or Washington strikes a deal next, right? You trade for Deebo Samuel. What have we all been hearing the last few days? Trey Hendrickson. There were rumors of Washington being interested in him last year before the deadline. During the season, the reports, Washington being his most likely destination next offseason, the obvious upgrade this offseason for Washington was edge rusher, right? The offseason started with all these Myles Garrett rumors. Maybe Washington is not done with the Myles Garrett option, but right now, the Hendrickson buzz is the most recent buzz, and that could be a guy that Washington thinks will give them double-digit sacks over the next few years. Maybe it's Trey Hendrickson. Or maybe Washington re-signs one of their own, just like they did with Bobby Wagner. It's another defensive player. Re-signing one of their own instead of letting him test the market. And in my mind, the defensive player that absolutely earned a new contract to Washington is Jeremy Chinn. He was a massive part of a defense that got to the NFC Championship game. He was one of four guys who flashed almost every single game. And Commanders fans, I feel like you're going to know this, but I'm going to say it right now. Luvu, Wagner, Sain Ristil, Chinn. Almost every game, those are the four guys you could count on defensively. Luvu, Wagner, Sain Ristil, Chinn. I want him to come back. Almost every game he flashed. Now, I also acknowledge this might be a position that Adam Peters in the front office feel like they can upgrade on in free agency. Chin was very good, but he was not Pro Bowl level good, and there are some free agent safeties that Washington might think are an upgrade over Chin. But he earned a deal in my mind, and I think the next move would probably be to re-sign one of their own as we wait for the legal tampering period to begin. So maybe it's Chin. Terry McLaurin, there's been talk about an extension. Maybe they could, you know, push the money to the future and save money for the upcoming season. McLaurin, what's next? You can chime in. Give us your thoughts. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Things are going to keep moving here throughout this offseason. I've been telling you it's the most important offseason in Commanders history. If you guys disagree, let me know. But this is it right here. You have got to do everything you can to put talent around Jaden on the offensive side of the ball and make sure you make strides on the defensive side of the ball, because it is an arms race in the NFL. And I loved the headline I read this week on the Washington Times: Commanders draw first blood in NFL offseason arms race. And that was with the trade for Deebo Samuel. So we have a step up on the competition, but everybody is going to be making big moves. So the legal tampering period for free agents of other teams begins Monday at noon. All deals and trades can be finalized beginning at Wednesday at 4 p.m., which is the official start of the league year. What's next for the Washington Commanders? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I've given you a few options. I do think it should be Zach Ertz, though. When you think about what Washington's going to do on the offensive side of the ball next year, you're kind of envisioning now Terry on one side, Deebo on the other. They're going to get a slot wide receiver either in free agency or the draft, or they choose to bring back Diami and Olamide and Noah, right? The two Browns and Zacchaeus. I don't think all three of them will come back, but Zach Ertz was such a big piece. I don't think John Bates comes back because he's probably going to get an offer that Washington just won't want to match. And Ben Sennett then has to make a step forward to being your tight end number two. And they'll probably bring in another veteran blocking tight end to help out in the running game. But the way Zach Ertz played this year in Washington, it wasn't just like, man, he's having a good season and that's it, he's done. Like, it felt like he was rejuvenized. It felt like he did turn the clock back. And if he's able to stay healthy with Jaden Daniels, it does feel like he can replicate what he did this season. It does to me, because it's not like he had some insane numbers where he had like a bunch of catches that were like 65 yards or something. Like, a lot of it was just running 5-6 yards, turning around, catching it, and getting down. Now, we'd love him to have better yak, but that's just not part of his game. And at this, you know, age and this part of his career, I think when he's going for yak, you're worried about maybe him fumbling the ball. And so just catch it and get down and move the sticks. And he did that so well all season long. What's the next move for the Washington Commanders this offseason? 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and we're streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning commute here on The Fan, and we've been talking about the Commanders' moves this past week, and the question is, what's next? 1-800-636-1067. I mean, think about how many moves they had this week. In just 7 days since I talked to you guys last Saturday, they trade for Deebo Samuel. Max, tell me if I missed something here. Trade for Deebo Samuel, re-sign Bobby Wagner, re-sign Zane Gonzalez, cut Jonathan Allen, have been rumored for three or four big names out there. I mean, they've been getting to work.
It's been busy.
It's been very busy. It's been very busy to start this offseason, in which I think it's the most important offseason in franchise history. What's the next move for the Commanders? I told you my opinion. I think it's going to be Zach Ertz. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Kelly in Hyattsville. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, Awa. Thank you so much for the Saturday energy, man.
I appreciate that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Hey, you know what? I agree with you. I never thought about Zach Ertz being the next important signing, but you're absolutely right, man. I do balled out, and Jaden obviously loves him, and he sets the bar or the ceiling for the other tight ends coming behind who are eventually going to, you know, take that spot. So, you know, last year they were unable to really unseat him or take snaps away from him, and so I'm glad we're, you know, that'd be a great move to bring him back.
Yeah.
After that, they need a rush in. And I think they address some stuff on the offensive end. It'd be nice to see them do it on the defensive end. I think the thing that makes it interesting when you have a team that's really well run is that now it's like Christmas in March. Like, you don't know what Adam has under the tree, you know, with the free agent signing, you know, starts in the, I guess, this week and then really finalize things next week. And then you got the draft and then you got cuts in June. And so, you know, he knows how to construct a roster. And it's interesting how now that we got a good team, you pay attention to all these dates moving into the season. So
yeah.
I think the rush in is the next.
Kelly, let me ask you a question because you're so right. I mean, I think most fans like didn't know much about Olamide Zaccheaus or Frankie Louvu before this season. They both kind of balled out. For Ertz, do you want it to be like Bobby Wagner, another one-year deal, and then hopefully they will have the next tight end ready to play by the end of this season?
Yeah, well, with him, I think probably 2 years because from what I've read and understand is that it takes a while for a tight end to mature to – you know, that position. So everybody's not a Brock Bowers can come in and just ball out right away. So it might take another full year for Sennett to kind of get his footing as a pass catcher. So it'd be nice to have Ertz, you know, this year and next year to kind of, you know, make that trade-off a little smoother. So,
all right, Kelly, I appreciate you chiming in, man. Good stuff.
All right, man. Thanks.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And Max, it does feel pretty obvious that once, you know, the legal tampering period begins and they can go out and try to poach talent from other teams, it will be a pass rusher, right? It will be a pass rusher. I think that'll be the first guy that they go after. There's so many names that are out there right now, but I have a feeling it's going to be a couple of guys. I don't know that, like, I don't know if we're going to go spend on Joey Bosa. Right?
God,
but maybe it's a combination of multiple guys. But there are some big names that are out there. It does feel like for free agency this year in the NFL, it's not much sex appeal on the offensive side of the ball, right? I mean, it's like tier two wide receivers, tier three running backs. You don't want to get in the quarterback conversation this offseason. I don't know why you'd be interested in Aaron Rodgers after this past season. But defensively, it feels like there's a lot of talent in free agency. And then maybe in the draft, that's where you get better on the offensive line. Maybe you find your future speed demon at wide receiver or another game-changing running back. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. I posted this week on Twitter that I thought cutting Jonathan Allen was a mistake. I thought cutting Jonathan Allen was a mistake. And a lot of people disagreed with me, and I'll admit, I posted that with my heart, not my brain, because that news hurt me. And I wanted to get into that real quick right now, because I would not have cut Jonathan Allen because I'm a fan of this team. And that's why I'm glad that it's Adam Peters, not Adam Epstein, making the decisions. Because, Max, this is the right business decision, but Jonathan Allen, such a good leader. And I wanted him to survive this transition of ownership, of GM, of coach, and of being an awful franchise to a successful franchise. But he's not worth this salary. And that's the fact. And it sucks. But Jonathan Allen is one of the longest tenured commanders, a great locker room guy. I mean, every time I went to Ashburn, it just felt like Jonathan Allen was leading in the locker room. A good leader. A great interview on the Junkies all season long. And I felt like when he talked, you could kind of understand the game from his perspective in the trenches. You watch and you think, like, oh, he's just a defensive tackle. He's got to go up the middle. Like, it's so hard. There's so many little intricacies into what he has to do, how he fights off double teams. And, you know, defensive tackle's got to be one of the toughest positions to play as you're getting mauled every single down, and especially when teams trying to run up the middle on you guys. And he was so good for so long, but maybe never got to that elite level long enough. I thought 3 years ago, when I think it was back-to-back Pro Bowl seasons 2021, 2022, I thought he was ready to take the mantle away from Aaron Donald as the best D-tackle in the league, and he never got to that level. And it's hard to know if that was Jonathan Allen or the team as a whole, because we never had a really good edge rusher to help Jonathan Allen. Didn't have really good backups. Fedarian Mathis never popped, which meant Jonathan Allen had to play too many snaps. He was double-teamed all the time, and he earned his money here in Washington. And the Commanders, it would have never been the right business decision to keep him on that deal. But I just wanted to say, from the fan perspective, I appreciate everything Jonathan Allen did. I thought he was a great leader, and I really wanted him to win something meaningful here in Washington, not a division title with like a 7-9 record. Right, I wanted Jonathan Allen to win a Super Bowl or to win the division and host a playoff game here in Washington in a year in which they, you know, won double-digit games. And they, I also understand that the front office did right by him because they gave him a chance to seek a trade. Now he'll test the free agent market, and the front office wanted to help him out. They gave him the option to go out and find a trade partner. But it just sucks, and when I saw that news, the first thing I thought was, this is a mistake. Because I want our defense to take a big leap forward next year, and I wanted it to be Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, and Johnny Newton, so that they could spell each other and each have all of the energy and be fresh enough to go get after the quarterback. But he was just one of my favorites. As a fan, he was one of my favorites throughout all the dark times here in Washington, and I thought he could have been a good piece on the defense next year, but not with that salary. And now there's another hole they'll have to fill in free agency. More pressure on Payne, who I never thought was as good as Allen, and Johnny Newton, who's entering just season number two, to step up. So I just wanted to say, I understand a lot of people disagreed with me saying it was a mistake. I was just speaking from the heart, not the brain there. I was speaking as a fan of this team for my entire life. And I think a lot of people would admit Jonathan Allen was a fan favorite, right? It just felt like he represented what we wanted to be represented in the burgundy gold. Local kid, went to high school right there in Ashburn. Like, everything about Jonathan Allen, I wanted him to be a Commander for life. It's just not the way the league works. It's all about the business side. And so I'm glad it's Adam Peters making that decision, not me, because I would have let Jonathan Allen stick around for one more year as kind of a thank you for your services. But that's not the way the league works. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. This is AWOD Radio, and we're talking about what do the Washington Commanders need to do next. It's been a busy, busy week for the Commanders, trading for Deebo Samuel, re-signing Bobby Wagner, Zane Gonzalez. You got your kicker situation, cutting Jonathan Allen. I just gave you my take on that.
I thank him for his services, and I really enjoyed watching Jonathan Allen play for the Commanders, and I wish him the best of luck. Next week could be even busier for the Commanders with the start of free agency. What's going to be the next move for the Washington Commanders? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to John in D.C. John, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, how you doing, AWOD? I was just calling in. I think everybody agrees with you that Jonathan Allen was a fan favorite, but the perspective I haven't heard brought up is maybe because he had such a good rapport with the team, maybe he went and asked to be cut and try free agency.
There's certainly a possibility. I think somebody's going to overpay for him. I do. A Minnesota, maybe the L.A. Rams. I mean, some kind of a connection with a coach that used to come here. I think he's good enough, and I think he's got the stats that he will get overpaid this offseason, and maybe Washington made the right decision there. I'm going to miss him. You know what I mean, man?
Absolutely. Like I said, everybody's probably in the same boat as you, but that's why we're not making the decisions, because we're fans and they're businessmen.
Yeah. But what was your first reaction when you saw that?
I was kind of indifferent. Like, I don't want to see him go, but if he's doing the best thing for himself, I mean, I can't be upset at him.
Yeah. What do you think is the next move for the Commanders?
Oh, Lord, man, don't get me started, man. There's a plethora of different ways to go. And, again, I'm just a fan, man. I just like to watch our team be successful. So I was happy to see the results we got this year. And hopefully Peters can get us to that next level.
Yeah, in Peters we trust seems to be what all the fans are saying this offseason. Thanks for the call, man. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Max, it really does make me laugh when you consider how bad the general managers have been here in Washington the past 20 years. And now all of a sudden we're in what, year two of Adam Peters? And every single fan just says, well, I trust this guy.
I mean,
but, right?
It still doesn't really feel real. Like, it's just we've been downtrodden for so long. We've had so much incompetence that it's really hard to believe that we finally got somebody in here who actually knows what they're doing and has had a proven track record where they clearly show that they know exactly what they're doing and how to build a winner.
Yeah, and he did such a great job last offseason with Wagner, Ertz, Eckler, Luvu, Chin.
Tyler Biadasz.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, Biadasz, Allegretti as well. I mean, then you talk about the draft. I mean, they turned around an entire roster in 1 year with Adam Peters as the general manager. A sneaky move, getting Noah Brown right before the start of the season. Like, that's the number one thing that I loved about Adam Peters was I felt like for years the fans would recognize an issue in the roster, but it felt like the general manager didn't, or he just wouldn't care, or Ron Rivera didn't care. But, like, we talked about this team needed to get better on the offensive line for years. Adam Peters comes in and immediately did that, right? We talked about how this team needed a middle linebacker for years. Adam Peters came in and finally did that right away. It was just like all the things we've been talking about, it was like he listened, right? I said, hey, we have identified a weakness at wide receiver. Boom, he went out and got a Noah Brown. We have a weakness at cornerback. All right, middle of the season, we're going to trade for Marshawn Lattimore. Like, they're swinging. I love it. What's next for the Washington Commanders? If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Good morning, AWOD. Great show. Shout out to Max.
How you doing, Mark? Happy Saturday.
Hey, man, happy Saturday to you, too, Adam. Really great analysis on the Jonathan Allen situation and what's gonna happen with Zach Ertz, and I think you did an excellent job laying it out for everybody. And as far as what I think they're going to do, Adam's going to do next, is I think you're right about everybody trusting, but after 20 years of the moronic behavior that we saw, Adam, and you and I used to laugh about, I think people should know by now that we should trust somebody who's responsible when you have adults in the building. But I think what they're going to do next, Adam, is like I told Max, I would not be surprised to see Adam go after somebody in the defensive backfield, and obviously they let go of a fan favorite or somebody in that venue to replace Jonathan. But I think that the reason they let him go, like you said, Adam, was the amount of cap space they need, and also, man, through Jonathan's effort, playing hard for our team. And my hat's off to him, Adam, just like you said, buddy. I think he's getting a little bit dinged up, and I think that, hey, there might have been some conferences before all this happened, buddy, just like you said and the previous caller said. But it would not surprise me to see him go after a defensive backfield player or a defensive lineman.
Good call, Mark. I appreciate you chiming in. Yeah, I mean, they need help in the secondary. I know we talked about, like, DJ Reed and a few people in free agency that could be options. I do think, from what I've read, defensively, you can get better in free agency, much better than offensive. It just, there's not as much firepower on the offensive side of the ball for free agents as there is on the defensive side of the ball, and I think that's where they will move next once free agency fully gets underway. Again, that's Monday, and then Wednesday at 4 p.m. is the official start of the new league season. Let's go new league year. Let's go to Marcus in Brandywine. Marcus, you're on the fan with AWOD.
What's going on, AWOD? How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good. I kind of agree with the first caller here. You know, well, as far as the John Allen release, I feel like because he's had such a great rapport with the team, with the fans, as a fan, it kind of hurt a little bit to let him go. But it is a business, and I understand that. He probably understands that, and he pretty much hit it. Somebody's going to overpay for him. He's not a bad player, but he's not worth the money that I think he's probably going to get these next couple seasons. So it was a smart business move. Sucks with a guy like that, you know, that fans like and love. But you know what I mean? It's I guess fans still have reservations about this previous ownership that we're kind of hesitant to trust in the process a little bit. But rightfully so. But I really think AP he has something cooking.
Yeah. Well, I think the Jonathan Allen thing, it's the fact that he was raised in this area and drafted.
Right.
Like, I mean, you just want that guy to represent your team for his entire career. You know?
Exactly. Like, and as a fan, as a fan of the team, like you said, I mean, I've been a fan my whole life. If I was an owner, I'd probably be hard pressed to release him for that very reason. I mean, and that's why I appreciate having business-minded guys in the front office that understand that it's not personal. We love everything he did here. We love everything he stood for here, but it's really not personal. We're trying to achieve a goal, and I'm sure John understood that, man. And as far as AP and next moves, I actually like what you said. Like, you can really bolster the defense through free. You don't have to wait until the draft. There are some legit starters in free agency that we can go after, and I trust AP, and I'm excited. The only downfall is that, man, we gotta wait for it. Like, I want the news now. I want to know now who we're getting. I hate the waiting game, but yeah. I know it's all in it, man. I know it's all in it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good call, Marcus. It is a waiting game, but this week has been exciting. A lot of moves. It's been a busy week, and I think next week's going to be even busier for the Washington Commanders as they continue to roll through the most important offseason in franchise history. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We've got Chris Russell, the Rooster, coming up at 10 a.m. I will transition to talk a little college hoops, all the action going on today, as well as around the NFL with the big move, Geno Smith to the Vegas Raiders. But we got a lot still to get to. We are live and local until 12 noon. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You could always tweet us your thoughts. If you're too busy to call in, and if it's a good tweet, I will read it on air at AWOD Radio, AWADRADIO, or at 1067 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 1067 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 1051 FM. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You could tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Commanders offseason really did heat up with a bunch of moves this week. Next week, I think it's going to be even busier. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. We mentioned if it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. And I like this tweet that I just got during that commercial break. You can always tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. And Dwayne says, AWOD, next move, go get Trey Hendrickson on a three-year deal. He says, Garrett is an uncertainty that we don't have the luxury to wait on. Then restructure Terry's contract for more cap space, re-sign Ertz and Chin. If you get one more at a reasonable price, go for it. If not, get another guy in the draft. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. There's a lot of buzz about Hendrickson. I kind of think that the Myles Garrett thing will still be the first domino to fall. What happens? Will he end up sucking it up and playing another year for the Browns, or will they finally bow down to his commands and move on from their star edge rusher? But we've been talking about what's the next move for the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067. We wanted to go back to the phone lines. We've got Mark in Largo on line one. What's up, Mark?
Oh, I'm quite sure you're real happy today, aren't you, Adam?
What's up, Mark? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. I think after the great move they did last week by getting Deebo Samuel, compliment to Adam Epstein. Adam Epstein, that was his idea. Want to give him his flowers for that. I think if I was Washington, my honest opinion, I would decimate the Philadelphia Eagles. I would get Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. I think if you get those two, and then you could probably get a guard. I know they're talking about getting Ronnie Stanley. I mean, the rumors are going around about Stanley getting him from Baltimore, and I guess that means you would probably move Coleman over to right tackle and then maybe get another guard or move Wiley in to right guard, and then that would set up your offensive line.
I'm interested to see what they do in the offensive line. But, Mark, you gave me the credit. You got to remind the audience here what that was all about. So hang on for a second, Mark. Let's rewind to last Saturday here on 106.7 The Fan.
Adam, you know what's funny? You're the only one on sports radio that's for this trade. Everybody else is against it. You know that, right?
That's fine.
You do know that.
That's fine.
I'm for the trade.
Chris is for the trade. Every single Commanders fan on Twitter seems to be for the trade. You're against it, but then you also just said Deebo Samuel would be a good piece.
No, I did not say Deebo Samuel. He'd be a good piece for Adam Peters, but not a good piece for Cliff Kingsbury.
I just disagree with that. Mark, I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. If you think that Deebo Samuel would not work in Cliff Kingsbury's offense, call in. 1-800-636-1067. Mark, you can stay on hold, or you can call back in and see what people say. I guarantee you people are going to say that Deebo's going to work.
I'll stay on hold for this year. This is funny. Let's do this.
All right, Mark. So welcome back. We had to catch the audience up, but I appreciate you calling back in this Saturday.
Oh, look, I can admit when I'm wrong. This is not about Adam Epstein, and this is not about me. This is about the burgundy and gold for this team to be successful. Deebo Samuel, I mean, happy.
Oh no, now Mark's now Mark, now your phone's cutting out, buddy.
Okay. I will say this. I think if they were going to make another trade, I don't think they're going to get Garrett. I think Garrett is a ploy for Philadelphia to spend all their time for them, because it seems like when Washington jumps, Philadelphia says hi hi. Mm-hmm. So I think Washington wants to take, honestly, from the get go, Sweat and Williams, and if they get that, then maybe they make a reach for T. Higgins and get a trade for him after they do a Terry extension. If you get T. Higgins and you get the Terry extension, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think they do that. So, Mark, I'm going to go back to what you said last week. I think it's more likely like a Hollywood Brown or a Darius Slayton, like a cheaper receiver.
I think you could get Slayton. I think Slayton is an option. I think Slayton would be an option. I think he would be. I don't think you have to spend that much on him. I would get Slayton. I don't think De'Ami Brown's going to come back.
Right.
I don't think he's going to come back. I think he's gone. I think with Samuels, you really don't need De'Ami Brown. I do think Slayton will be a good fit. But I got to tell you something. And Adam, correct me if I'm right. And I know you'll agree with me on this. Don't you think, if Chris Godwin is available on Monday,
That changes everything. I would put the money in for him.
I don't think you're going to pay
more than Terry.
I don't think you're going to pay three receivers.
No, that's true. But Godwin is, if you had Godwin along with Samuels and Terry, that would be the toughest receiving core in the league. I mean, Godwin is someone who's 6'1", but he plays like he's 6'5". I think he would be different, but
Oh, we lost Mark.
We lost Mark.
A good call, Mark. I appreciate you chiming in. It's always fun with a little friendly banter here, and we're all hoping this Commanders team can be successful. I think what they do next at wide receiver is either a cheap guy on free agency or a fourth-round pick at wide receiver. Here's how I think the offensive side of the ball will look at the end of free agency. All right, so I expect there to be one more wide receiver. And then probably, like he said, I don't think De'Ami Brown's back. Just lock that in. He's gone. He earned the bag of money. Good for you. You played incredible in January. So De'Ami's gone. So next year at wide receiver, it's McLaurin. It's Deebo Samuel. I think it'll be another cheaper receiver, Hollywood Brown, or somebody that's out there that can come here on a Olamide Zaccheaus-type deal that Peters has identified that maybe wasn't getting as much run as he should on his previous team. He thinks, yeah, we give him more snaps, more routes, he'll have more production. So another wide receiver, and then you bring back Zaccheaus, and you bring back Noah Brown. The tight end room is the interesting one because I don't think John Bates comes back. I think it's Ertz on another 1 year, 2 year deal. Sennett will be there, and then another veteran blocking tight end. But the next thing that I wanted to get people's opinion on is the offensive line. I have a feeling that this front office has a much more positive view of the offensive line than the fans do. Like, I think the fans, we all look at this offensive line and say, well, they gave up 65 sacks with Sam Howell, the quarterback, under Ron Rivera, and in one offseason, they put a couple Band-Aids on that offensive line, but it's still a bad offensive line, and Jaden was running for his life at times. I don't think the front office sees it like that because they don't see the past at all. They see this year's offensive line stats, which weren't terrible. They know that they handpicked Biotish at center, so they're very happy with that. Allegretti at right guard. Coleman at left tackle was a Peters draft pick. They recognize how good Cosme is at right guard, so maybe they just improve one position. Maybe it's just moving on from Andrew Wiley and getting a starting right tackle or moving Coleman to the right side and getting a left tackle. And then they're getting more depth as well. Maybe they have more positive view of the offensive line than the fan base does. Because we're also going to need to sign or draft a right guard to fill the Sam Cosmi role until he's fit again. But the interior was a strength this year. It was. It didn't maybe show up in the second half of the season as much in terms of helping out with the rushing game. But I thought Biotis, Allegretti, and Cosmi were a strength this year for the Washington Commanders. And so maybe they have more confidence in the offensive line and gelling and having another year of working together that they don't feel like they need to improve with three new offensive linemen. Maybe it's just one or two and getting some more depth at that position this offseason. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Joining us next on the Rude Guest Hotline will be Chris Russell. Then we'll continue to take your phone calls live and local here until 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.